President-elect Donald Trump has proposed $20 billion to support school vouchers around the country, something already underway in Arkansas. This year, special education students in the state can attend private school using taxpayer money. Sarah Weitz-Kotacek with Arkansas Public Media has this report.
Jeremiah Adams is an 8-year-old in Fort Smith who's starting to learn to read for the first time. He has trouble pronouncing certain words and repeated the first grade because of his slow reading. Yet his grandmother, Petra De La Rosa, says something about his new private school is changing him.
You know, we're driving to school. He'll see a word like on a billboard or something. He's like, Nana, how do you say this? Nana, did I say that right? What does that mean, Nana?
This fall, Adams is one of 100 special education students around the state who moved from public schools to private ones under Arkansas's first voucher program called the Succeed Scholarship. The program was given $800,000 in public funding to be managed by a new Walton Family Foundation-backed pro-choice nonprofit, the Reform Alliance. Executive Director Katie Clifford says she plans to ask the legislature for more funding this year.
The students happier because they're usually doing better because they want to be there. The family is happier because they want their child in that school.
Clifford says she's received calls from around 1,000 parents like De La Rosa who are looking for a smaller or more religious classroom environment for their special ed kids. De La Rosa says her grandson has no diagnosis, but qualified for the program because of his reading challenges. She says though the public school teachers loved her grandson, they had many students to keep tabs on. She says his new school, Immaculate Conception, seems more organized.
He was a lot more lost in the public school.
And she says that though she's a non-practicing Catholic herself, she's found it touching to watch her grandson learn to pray. In Little Rock, Christ Lutheran School will likely have 3 special education students qualifying through the vouchers this year who will be part of an existing special ed program. Principal Heidi Jerry says she thinks the spiritual support students receive at a religious school helps special need kids build self-esteem.
They start to see themselves as loved already by someone, as a value of importance to our God.
Yet opponents to expanding any vouchers in the state, including the state's teachers union, the Arkansas Educational Association, say it takes money out of public education funding and disproportionately hurts kids in rural areas who have less access to participating schools.
When you take $800,000 from the public funding for public schools, those kids all around the state who don't have access are the ones who lose out.
That's Tracy Ann Nelson with the AEA. She says special ed students must waive federal protections, set standards, and accountability requirements for their learning when they applied for the program. She says public schools in the state have more specialists, targeted programs, and more experience dealing with special needs students.
Public school is where special needs kids actually get all the services, because private entities don't have the capacity to do it the way public school has to do it.
Nelson's concerned about accountability issues with outsourcing public funds to a private entity, but Clifford says her group is in regular contact with the Department of Education and has developed its own form of self-monitoring, with standardized testing for students and financial transparency with state officials. She says for her, access to choice for parents is the paramount goal.
It's not fair to relegate a kid to an environment that doesn't work for them because a decision that somebody else made, and we believe that the family should have the opportunity to make that choice.
Arkansas is one of 10 states offering special education vouchers. Legislative efforts to initiate or expand state voucher programs in Tennessee and Mississippi stalled earlier this year. Sarah Weitz-Kotacek, Arkansas Public Media.